Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, 12th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about something incredibly powerful and often overlooked elaboration and self-explanation. I remember many years ago, when I was first in graduate school and learning to teach, I was having a conversation with one of my faculty, who I considered to be one of my favorite mentors, even today. And I remember telling her, "I know the information in my head, but I just can't seem to explain it to my students yet." Her response to me was like a knife in the heart. She said, "That's because you don't know it well enough yet." This comment was actually very true. But I didn't realize it at the time, which was why I was so taken aback. However, in time and with a lot of hard work, I did learn the material well enough to explain it to others 16 different ways, as well as address any questions students fired my way. She was 100% correct. I needed to learn it better before I could explain it to my students. It turns out there is a lot of science behind this. According to the data, when you explain something to a friend or even just say it out loud, it suddenly makes way more sense because science tells us that explaining ideas, even just to yourself, can make learning deeper and more effective. Today, we're going to explore what elaboration is and why it works, the neuroscience behind explaining things, practical ways you can use this technique to learn faster and remember more. So whether you're a student, a teacher, or just someone who wants to get smarter, this episode is for you. Stick around. You won't want to miss this. All right, let's start with the basics. What exactly is elaboration? In simple terms, elaboration is the process of adding meaning to what you learn. Instead of just memorizing facts, you connect new information to things you already know. Essentially, you are adding information to the chunks, chosh, pathways you have already established in your brain. Let's say you're learning about the human circulatory system. Instead of just remembering that the heart pumps blood, you elaborate by comparing it to a water pump, explaining how it pumps and why it's essential. This technique isn't new. Scientists have studied elaboration for decades, and it turns out, when we actively explain things, we remember them better. One of the earliest theories about this comes from the levels of processing theory by Craik and Lockhart in 1972. Their research showed that the deeper we process information, the more likely we are to remember it. And guess what? Explaining something is one of the deepest ways to process information. Another cool concept is dual coding theory, introduced by Alan Paivio. He found that when we connect words with visuals, we create multiple pathways in our brain to retrieve information. So, if you explain a concept using words and images, like drawing diagrams while studying, you're reinforcing the learning. Imagine you're studying history. Instead of just memorizing, "The French Revolution started in 1789, you could ask yourself, "Why did it start? What were the social and economic conditions? How does it compare to other revolutions?" By doing this, you're not just passively reading, you're engaging with the material. And that makes all the difference. All right, now let's go even deeper. Why does explaining things, even just to yourself, make learning so effective? It comes down to two key ideas: cognitive load theory and the protege effect. Cognitive load theory, developed by John Sweller, tells us that our working memory has limits. If we overload it with too much information at once, we struggle to learn. But when we explain concepts to ourselves, we naturally break things down into smaller, more digestible pieces. Think about it. If you had to teach quantum physics to a child, you wouldn't start with complex equations. You'd begin with something simple like, "Atoms are tiny building blocks of everything." That process, simplifying, restructuring, and connecting ideas, makes the information stick. Here's another cool scientific insight: the protege effect. Studies show that when people prepare to teach something, they engage with the material more deeply than if they were just studying for themselves. A study at Washington University found that students who thought they'd have to teach material to others actually learned and retained more than those who were just preparing for a test. Why? Because when you teach, you naturally organize information better, identify gaps in your understanding, engage in active recall, which strengthens memory. From a brain perspective, when you explain something, different areas of your brain activate, including the prefrontal cortex, responsible for reasoning and problem solving. Your brain also forms stronger synaptic connections, meaning the more you explain, the more permanent that knowledge becomes. Let's take physics. If you just read about Newton's laws, you might remember them for a test. But if you explain them, say, by comparing an object in motion stays in motion to a hockey puck sliding across ice, you'll remember it much longer. That's the power of self-explanation. All right, now let's talk practical strategies. How can you use elaboration and self-explanation in your everyday life? One of the best ways to learn is using the Feynman technique, named after physicist Richard Feynman. It's simple. Choose a concept. Explain it as if you're teaching a child. Identify gaps in your knowledge. Refine and simplify your explanation. By the time you can explain something in the simplest terms, you truly understand it. The brain loves connections. If you're learning about electrical circuits, compare them to water pipes. If you're studying DNA, compare it to a recipe book. Create a visual web of how different ideas connect. Instead of memorizing isolated facts, build relationships between them. Yes, really. Try explaining a concept out loud. Record yourself, or even pretend you're giving a TED talk. Mix different topics together. If you're studying biology, try explaining how photosynthesis relates to the food chain. When you connect ideas, they stick better. These strategies work whether you're a student, a professional, or just someone who loves learning. Let's look at how elaboration and self-explanation have changed lives. Teaching in schools. Some of the best teachers use these techniques to make learning stick. Corporate training. Employees who explain concepts to others learn new skills faster. Famous scientists and thinkers. Albert Einstein often said, "If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough." This sounds crazy, similar to what my mentor told me. A great example is medical students. When they explain diseases in their own words, rather than just memorizing textbook definitions, they understand symptoms, causes, and treatments much better. So let's wrap this up. Explaining concepts helps you learn deeply. Science shows that self-explanation strengthens memory and reasoning skills. Simple techniques like the Feynman technique, analogies, and mind mapping can transform how you learn. Here's your challenge. Take one thing you learned today and explain it to someone else, or even just to yourself. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who's also prepping for exams. And don't forget to subscribe for more tips on mastering your studies. You've got this. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, happy studying.